KBBI's Morning News is sponsored by the Homer Foundation, connecting generosity to community need on the Southern Kenai Peninsula. Since 1991, the foundation has provided more than $6 million in local grants and scholarships, helping students pursue education and training that strengthen our communities. Every scholarship tells a story and is an opportunity created by donors who care about the future. Join us and consider how your gift today or planned gift for tomorrow can make a lasting difference. The Homer Foundation, celebrating 35 years of generosity, scholarships, and community.
It's Wednesday, March 25th, 2026, and it's time for KBBI's Morning News. I'm Josh Krohn. Homer Public Library presents three annual community awards this weekend for Lifelong Learners, Youth Learner, and Library Spirit Award. An award ceremony will be held this weekend to celebrate this year's awardees. Emily Springer spoke with Cheryl Ilg, coordinator of the Friends of the Homer Public Library, for more information.
On Saturday, March 28th, Friends of the Homer Public Library will present annual awards for the local celebration of lifelong learning. This year's Lifelong Learning Award goes to Ed Berg. Lucas Renner receives the Youth Learner, and Jackie Peterson receives recognition for Library Spirit. The celebratory event will take place at Homer Public Library with appetizers from Vita's Thai Food and desserts from Redbird Kitchen. There will also be trivia and music provided by the Homer High School Choir. Funding raised from this event will go towards the library's summer reading program. The Lifelong Learning Program was implemented in 2009, and the first awardee was Daisy Lee Bitter. The additional features, Youth Learner and Library Spirit Awards, were added later. Cheryl Ilg is the coordinator with the Friends of the Homer Public Library and provided some additional information on each of the award recipients for 2026.
The 2026 Lifelong Learner Award will be presented to Dr. Edward Berg. He was nominated by Shauna Loshbaugh. Dr. Berg was recognized for his immense academic breadth, holding advanced degrees in philosophy, geology, ecology, alongside a master's in statistics and a PhD in botany.
Berg has contributed to the community in many ways, and Ilg noted particular features in teaching courses on climate change, on Kachemak Bay geology at the Kenai Peninsula College, volunteering for the local Homer Drawdown Peatland Project, and leading local nature walks. At the library, he has also contributed to boulder-sized rock collection with efforts towards creating a small performance space on the library property.
Shauna Loshbaugh noted in her nomination, his relentless curiosity and civic dedication serves as a true inspiration to others. So the Youth Learner Award will be presented to Lucas Renner this year. He is a senior at the Homer High School who received two nominations, one from his band director, Eric Simonson, and the other from the Kachemak Bay College mathematics professor, Dr. Jeffrey Johnson. Both Simonson and Johnson highlighted many of Renner's strengths as a learner. He demonstrates a strong passion and talent for mathematics and computer science.
In music, Renner plays both the euphonium and trombone, ranking as the second trombone player in the state, and is a dedicated athlete in cross-country skiing and running.
Dr. Johnson noted in his nomination that Lucas's regular attendance at the Campus Learning Center contributes to the vibrancy of the college's academic community. He models a spirit of openness and curiosity that inspires other learners.
Finally, Jackie Peterson will receive the Library Spirit Award. A retired State of Alaska librarian, Peterson previously served on the Homer Library Advisory Board and volunteers her time to promote literacy and learning. Peterson also contributes to events through Little Libraries, Bob the Bookmobile, and more. She also supports Friends of the Homer Library fundraising through efforts like pop-up sales and numerous book donations, according to Ilg. Tickets for the Saturday evening event can be purchased at the Homer Bookstore or the library. Tickets are $50 and seating is limited. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
On Saturday, a team of researchers left Bethel on a snow machine expedition across the western and northern coasts of Alaska. The project is called Collaborative Observations of the Arctic Shore Zone, a traverse for knowledge exchange, or COASTEX for short. It comes out of UAF's Institute of Northern Engineering, and its team aims to meet with communities to discuss environmental changes. Researchers Benjamin Jones and Philip Wilson began their 1,600-mile traverse from Bethel to Ukiakvik, roughly tracing the shores of the YK Delta and Norton Sound, as well as the Bering Strait and the Chukchi Sea coasts. They'll spend time in over a dozen communities along the way. The goal of the expedition is to collect locals' lived experiences regarding changes in sea ice, permafrost, and shoreline erosion in their respective regions. The project aims to amplify indigenous experience and plans to meet observational reports with their own data and research tools. The researchers also intend to spend time in community schools. The COASTEX team will share updates on their blog along with a real-time tracker as they move northward, which can be found at coastex.alaska.edu. The project is supported by both local and national collaborators, including the National Science Foundation via UAF's Action Project and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Cold Regions Research and Engineering Laboratory. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on Monday in a case challenging mail-in ballot deadlines. In Alaska, the court's decision could extend to other types of voting as well. The Republican National Committee is challenging Mississippi's law allowing mailed ballots to arrive up to 5 days after Election Day. Alaska accepts ballots that arrive up to 10 days after Election Day, as long as they're postmarked on or before that date. The case could be consequential for midterm elections, when control of Congress is at stake. While people of both parties vote by mail, more permissive rules for it are perceived to help Democrats, especially since President Trump rails against the practice. U.S. Solicitor John Sauer argued that counting ballots that arrive late violates the federal law that sets Election Day for the whole country.
All ballots have to be received and the ballot box has to close on Election Day.
In Alaska's last general election, more than 50,000 ballots arrived by mail, although the Division of Elections couldn't immediately say how many of those arrived in the 10 days after the Election Day. Sometimes, even Alaska ballots cast in person on Election Day aren't received the same day. The village of Atkasuk on the North Slope tried to phone in its 2024 election results but couldn't get through to the Division of Elections. The mailed ballots arrived 9 days later. Alaska's Attorney General wrote a brief asking the court to be clear in its ruling and to consider places like Atkasuk. Pat Redman is co-president of the Alaska League of Women Voters and has served as an election worker processing mail ballots. She says the current deadline is fair and allows remote places time to deliver their ballots.
Not every place has electronic transmission, then those people, their ballots don't count. And that's disenfranchising people.
Attorney Scott Stewart, defending Mississippi's ballot deadline, says it's wrong for the Trump administration to suggest that late arriving ballots are subject to fraud.
They've sounded the anti-fraud theme. They haven't cited a single example of fraud from post-Election Day ballot receipt in this
century. Thank you.
The court is expected to issue a ruling in June. An attorney who challenged the Mississippi law said states would have time to change their ballot rules in time for the November election. Applications for vendors and sponsors for this year's Concert on the Lawn are now available on our website, kbbi.org. We're also now accepting submissions for art for this year's Members Mug. You can find the rules and a template on our webpage, kbbi.org. And the deadline for filing your PFD is March 31st. And when you file, don't forget to include KBBI with Pick, Click, Give, and donate a portion of your PFD to your favorite radio station. Forms for filing your PFD are online at pfd.alaska.gov. That's it for this morning's news. Thanks to KBBI's Emily Springer, KYUK's Samantha Watson, and Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin for their reports. If you have a news tip or a story idea, you can email news@kbbi.org. You're tuned into member-supported KBBI AM 890 Homer and on translator K201 AO 88.1 FM Seward and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.